The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This week on our show, a man is arrested for what authorities are calling animal cruelty after wiping a dog's butt on some children. No one seems to care what the dog thinks about it. Scientists discover that more of our personality is determined by subliminal events than we previously believed, and a jar of jelly has been sold in the UK made from Princess Diana's hair, something that will never happen to me. And welcome to the 2 Cent Show. It's July 9th, 2010. Welcome to all our watchers in Auckland, New Zealand, Galveston, Texas, and Yellowknife, Canada. Hello, shout outs to those towns tonight.
I like Yellowknife.
Yeah, Yellowknife, Canada. It's way up in the middle of nowhere. We keep track of our listeners. We know where you are.
He keeps track. I just blame him.
Yeah, that's fact. Blame for everything. Oh, my gosh. So, how was your 4th of July?
My 4th of July was very drunken filled.
Was it?
Yes, very drunken filled.
Oh my gosh. What did you drink?
Everything.
You drank everything?
Everything.
In the world?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
They had to brew more booze.
Just for you?
Just for me. What did you do?
Well, let's see. I can't really remember. So I must have had a good time. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you. You know, 4th of July, I hope everybody out there had a good 4th of July. And I had a good 4th of July. I did some drinking. It was fun. Actually, I chilled out mostly. I chilled out at home. It was cool. It was great. And we had a good time. And yeah, I pretty much rested.
Actually, I played Anthony video games.
Well, yeah.
I drank and played video games till I couldn't play them anymore, and I'm playing Halo and can't even run around shooting the wall and my foot.
You know you're trashed. You know you're trashed when you can't play video games anymore. Oh, man. Well, I hope everybody out there's 4th of July was good. I actually was watching King Gord. He's a guy on the... He's got a YouTube videos where he like puts on his fox head and he runs around and he does all this crazy shit and he's really a lot of fun to watch. And I want to try to get a segment from him for the show. Because if you go and I don't know exactly what to search for. I should have written down the URL, but I'm dumb like that. Me again. But if you can go find him on YouTube, King Gord, he's fun to watch. I think he's got an FA page too. So, but I'm gonna try and get him for some segments here because I think it'd be awesome.
That'd be good.
Yeah. So there's that, and there is the wonderful, beautiful club. You think that furries have drama? Go look at the Blizzard forums right now. Have you heard about that?
I have only heard the tip of the iceberg of what's going on.
My God, it's fucking crazy. They have decided, right, that their forums that they're going to have, that you must use your real name. And you cannot use a username. You have to use your real name. That's what they decided. And they decided that it was going to be retroactive. That if you had ever post,
yeah,
it's going to switch their real name. Now, needless to say, it is the big... I do believe it holds the record for the largest drama on the internet. There's some like 1,500 pages of holy crap. And their position... This is a great part. Their position was, well, what? It's just going to keep the trolls from trolling people. It'll keep people honest and stuff like that. And people are like, no, you can find out bad things about you. And they're like, no, what can they find out about you? Well, the CEO so far who's posted on there has had so many people pizza bomb his house now. They'll order pizza and charge it to his house. It's just over and over again. They're just proving him wrong because they tracked him down. They found him because of his name. And bet you feel pretty silly now, don't you? I bet he does.
See, I'm just along the fact to use a fake name. Shit.
Yeah. See, I don't mind using a fake name. I don't really mind using my real name, but it doesn't bother me. But some people, you should have a choice.
Yeah, you should have a choice. Mine is going to be Vajay Janique Long Penis.
I like I like that. I like it a lot. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and by the way, for those of you who would like to know, the show tonight was brought to you by the last guy. Remember the last week when he thanked us and stuff? Well, that he bought this show. But we already know who's buying the next show.
Yes.
And we'll give you a hint. Yes. It's Zambuca. I love that. Zambuca.
Almost like a Sambuca, which is the liquor.
Yes.
Which is licorice liquor, and then he's Zambuca.
Zambuca. And it's like Mufasa.
Mufasa.
But, yes, I got my swingy icon.
He got a swingy.
Yes.
He got it. So now if you go and look on FA.
Look at my FA. Jibba.
Jibba.
On.
Swingy.
FA.
Yes. So we can sit there and swing together. It's the Swingy Show.
You know, that would get kind of hard to do for a whole show.
Yeah, yes, it would. That's our April Fool's Show.
April Fool's
Show. We'll just sit there and swing the whole time. Oh, my gosh. What else? Oh, one little thing. We actually have, which was quite interesting. Quite the interesting. I was broadcasting a Ranting Griffin Studios update the other day, and earthquake happened. Right in the middle of liveness, earthquake went, whoa! That was right after somebody was going to ask me if I would, like, play more guitar on the show or something. I guess God said no.
Actually, because I came home from work and you were doing it.
Yeah.
And I was laying in my bed and the ground started moving. I'm like, okay. I have only had two drinks. I am not drunk yet.
You know, it's funny. I'm starting to notice, as not a native Californian, I'm still getting used to this. I it's really great because an earthquake will happen, and everybody has the same reaction. They're like, wait.
Yep, wait for it.
Because they're waiting for it. Because if it starts, you know, rattling around like a, you know, broken Dodge fucking pickup truck, then they leave. If not, they just sit there and go, okay, and keep going.
Right.
So,
well, yeah. Actually, that's what I did. I was sitting on the bed, and I heard the walls creaking. I'm like, okay, if it gets any worse than this,
yeah,
I'll get up.
Yep.
And then it calmed down. I went on back to my business. I think I was looking at porn.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. It was like God was calmly humping the house. Calmly. No, it was a calm hump. It was a very slow, passionate God hump to the house.
Humping the southern state of California.
Well, yeah, but it felt like just the house. He must have been off the coast.
Yeah, he was off the coast.
Just so, you know, slowly humping Los Angeles. And
it did get a little rough.
Little bit,
for a minute.
But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. Well, pretty soon we won't have to do this anymore because we're going to have some animations, but oh my holy God!
It's time for the news!
It is hot. Let's see. Jelly made from what its maker claims is one of Princess Diana's hairs is on sale in London at a surrealist art show. The $7.60 jar of jam was made by infusing a speck of the late Princess of Wales' hair with gin. Which I'm sure you can.
I want that bottle of jam. If you are in London, get it for me.
Which is then combined with milk and sugar. Gin, milk, and sugar?
I'm drinking shit.
To create a product that tastes like shit. No, condensed milk. Said creator, Zambuca. Of Bompas and Par Caterers. Catering company? Jesus. The hair sold on eBay for $10.
What?
That's where you got the hair, not the jam.
Okay.
The bizarre product is meant to provoke thought about food marketing and how language enhances the eating experience. Yeah, that was my first fucking impression. We thought about it, and the most mundane of all foods is jam, so we made it a surreal object. Bumpus said, "I need to know which hair it was. Which was the hair? Which one was it? Was it this hair, or was it this hair, or was it this hair?
I think it was her back."
No. I don't want to know. Wait, no, I kind of do want to know.
I want to know what
I do want to know. Was it like Diana pubes? Diana pube jelly? That is something that I would not buy.
What about Diana ass hair jelly?
Ew.
What about Diana inner thigh jelly?
Top of the feet hair jelly.
Inside the ear hair jelly. Under the arm hair jelly.
No. Who would make something like that?
Because you know people are in love with Princess Diana.
No. It was what was it? It was a surreal object.
Oh, please. These people goddamn well know that if they say they use Princess Diana's hair to make some damn jelly, somebody's going to come up and buy $50,000 million.
Remember, they're only selling it for $7.60.
And then when somebody come up there for $7.60, somebody's going to be like, I want to buy it for $10, and then $20. Oh, it's a marketing play. They're going to get all sorts of money out of that shit.
You're probably right.
And I want it.
See? It's working.
I want it.
Oh, man. Remember when art used to be pictures of shit? And then suddenly, like, the 70s and 60s came around, and some dude would paint a frickin' dot! And everybody's like, oh, let's look at the dot! And what the fuck does the dot mean? And what's the significance of this frickin' dot? And I'll tell you what the significance is. You need bitch slap right in the fucking face. And bam! That's the significance of your fucking dot! Moving on. White Queen. Okay. Studies have found that upon entering an office, people behave more competitively when they see a sharp leather briefcase on the desk. They talk more softly when there is a picture of a library on the wall. And they keep their desk tidier when there is a vague scent of cleaning fluid in the air. God, I gotta try that. But none of them are consciously aware of the influence of their environment. There may be a few things more fundamental to human identity than the belief that people are rational individuals whose behavior is determined by conscious choices, but recently psychologists have compiled an impressive body of research that shows how deeply our decisions and behavior are influenced by unconscious thought, and how greatly those thoughts are swayed by stimuli beyond our immediate comprehension. An intriguing review in the July 2nd edition of the journal Science! Science Buddha.
Science
Buddha.
Wait, what was the science?
It was. Wait, this isn't. No, this was Sue. That was Sue Buddha. Now it's
Buddha.
What science Buddha? What would science Buddha be?
What would science?
Maybe that's it. Science Buddha. Science Buddha. So, I love science. Published online Thursday. Rude Custers. Rude Custers. And Hank Arts of Ulrich University in the Netherlands. Hello, Netherlands. Lay out the mounting evidence of the power that what they term unconscious will. People often act in order to realize certain outcomes, and they assume that the conscious drives that behavior. But in the field now challenges the idea that there is only a conscious will. Our actions are very often initiated, even though we are unaware of it, by what we are seeking or want. Did you know about this? Did you know about it? I did not know about
it. I did not know about it, and I don't think it's true.
I don't think it's true either.
I work in an office. And it smells like antiseptic all day. And my desk is still one of the dirtiest desks in the building.
Huh. Well, I personally have no faith in this bullcrap by my DVD. You know? I don't. I do not believe it at all. Watch too soon. I don't know where they get this stuff from, but I think it's sick, Diana Pubes. And I just think that it needs to be dropped, and we need to favor some other better science giving money. You know? What do you think?
I don't know what I'm thinking right now.
Oh, really? Well, that's awfully nice of you. Thank you so much. See, what a lovely gift. That's awesome.
You what?
Oh, perfect. If I get a bunch of PayPals tonight, I'm gonna get scared. It's gonna scare me.
Hey, you get a bunch of PayPals tonight, I won't blow up and goddamn give me money.
You don't believe in it.
Woo! I work in a damn Almas. Almost atmosphere.
Okay, this one. Okay. A man is facing child abuse and animal cruelty charges following his Tuesday arrest for allegedly striking one of his girlfriend's children, duct taping her dog's legs to its body, and rubbing the buttocks of the dog on the faces of her children. Rubbing the buttocks of her dog on the faces of her children. Robert E. Hensley, 29 years old, was charged with two counts of aggravated child abuse and neglect, and one count of cruelty to animals. Harris said the children were again interviewed and told officials Hensley struck the 8-year-old on June 20th. The child's mother also told the police that that date Hensley had duct taped the legs of her Chinese pug to its own body. The children also told officials that he had spread the dog's legs and rubbed the dog's buttocks across their face. The incident involving the dog led to the child abuse and neglect charges to be upgraded to aggravated child abuse and neglect. Okay! So he smacks a child across the head, and that's just child abuse. But you rub a dog's ass in their face, and that's aggravated child abuse. That's a good one, Mama. Let's see. Are you trying not to lose it? That's what it looks like. Smacking the child, unless you do pretty bad harm, it's not aggravated. It would just be assault.
When you use another object.
Yeah. Harris said if you do anything that's considered cruel, makes it an aggravated charge. To me, it's definitely cruel to rub the dog's butt in somebody's face, especially a child. So, I just want to know what the dog thinks about this. I mean, I think they need to drop the animal cruelty charges until they can actually deposition the dog. Because the dog might have loved it. Dog might have, who knows, the little slut was asking for it. You know it was.
Well, you know people are into bondage.
If I was a dog, you know, and somebody tied me up and rubbed my butt on somebody's face, I would, no, I can't even go there. I can't even do that.
He wasn't tied up, he was duct taped. Now ripping the duct tape off would be the...
That part probably sucked, I would imagine. Speaking of bondage, the mating habits of deep sea squid have been revealed for the first time after the discovery of a male squid with a huge, elongated, and erect penis. The male squid's sexual organ is about as long as its whole body.
Those things can be as long as a football field.
Yeah, I know. And that's kind of hot, isn't it?
There's a point where it's too big.
That shows how male deep-sea squid inseminate females. They use their huge penis to shoot out packages of sperm, injecting them into the female's body. Isn't that the way everybody does it?
Right.
Hey, I do it. The mature male squid was caught during a deep-water research cruise on the Patagonian slope. We took the animal from the catch, and it was bound with arms and tentacles still moving, and chromatophores, whatever the hell, on the skin contracting and expanding. When the mantle of the squid was opened for maturity assessment, we witnessed an unusual event. The penis of the squid, which had extended only slightly over the mantle, suddenly started to erect and elongated quickly to 67 centimeters total length, almost the same length as the whole animal. The squid's sexual agitation caught the researchers by surprise. Okay, I'm going to call this one, all right? Bondage squid. This is bondage squid. You want a bondage animal? That's bondage squid.
But they ripped him open.
They didn't rip him open. They just kind of flipped it open to look, and he was being bondaged. He was, like, all bondaged up, and then they started, like, come here, what are you? And he's like, oh, yeah, that's hot. And then just suddenly massive... God penis coming out of a thing.
Massive God penis?
God penis coming out of a thing.
Well, how thick was it? That's what I wanted.
I don't know. It didn't say that.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
That's true. It kind of has to. You know, it's
you got to be able to feel something.
If it was like, you know, would it be hot?
Maybe. I mean, would you want a pencil poking you in the stomach?
I don't want a squid poking me nowhere. Nowhere.
What if it was thick and long?
No.
Yes.
No. rocks in you. Now we need furry squids running around out there. Now
no, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we
no,
do.
No, we don't.
I think it would be fun because then they could, like, you could, like, tie them up and then they just get excited and slap you in the face when you're just.
Would you want to see that? Then wouldn't you like it?
No, I'd like to watch it.
Oh, please.
I'd like to watch somebody get
right
slapped in the face. I want to. Now, if I was the squid, you damn right white, I'd slap people around with my dick. I mean, just like I do now. You know.
Just for the reference, he has not slapped me around with his dick.
No, no. I don't do that to him. Mm. He pays me not.
What?
What do you do?
Whatever you say.
Okay, so.
I'll get you back. I've been recording you shitting.
Who's gonna want to hear that? Who's gonna pay for that? Hearing me in there going,
who's gonna pay to shit?
Oh, come on. I'll even look in the chat room and see
who's
that.
Gonna pay to hear to shit.
Nobody. Nobody will pay to, if they're. Well, I don't know. See, there's already some people. Me! No! You know, I'd like to see something like that. Somebody's like me, but you know some more me's are coming, but wouldn't it be great if he was the only one?
Right.
If somebody went, me! And then nobody said me, and it's like, oh.
Or just feed you almonds.
Don't talk about no almonds to me.
You see, I hadn't used the bathroom here since we talked about that, so I have not been in the bathroom here.
Let's see. Pahrump, Nevada.
Pahrump?
Pahrump. In May, a Nye County Sheriff's deputy arrested the district attorney. The sheriff, Donnie DeMeo, alleges that the DA, Robert Beckett, was misusing public funds. No charges have been filed, in part because Mr. Beckett, the DA, refuses to charge himself. Meanwhile, Mr. Beckett appointed a special prosecutor to investigate possible abuses of power by the sheriff's office and other public officials. Mr. Beckett claims that arresting him was part of an effort to sabotage his re-election. The special prosecutor filed felony charges against the sheriff's deputy, who had arrested the DA. Mr. DeMaio, the sheriff, and Mr. Beckett, the DA, haven't gotten along in years. I've often said they need a mother and to stop fighting, said Mr. Beckett's wife, Joe D. Beckett. It's like two little boys.
That's like you said that he said that she said that I said that he beat her and he raped this tentacle-raping squid over here. Like
slapped him in the face with his dick.
Right, that's what it sounded like to me.
You know... every time, you know, I think, you know, that drama is localized to the furry fandom, something will hit me in the head and go, guess what? No! It's humans. It's all over the damn place. We can't get away from the drama. Even if you get out of the furry fandom, you went, fuck it, and left the furry fandom, it wouldn't matter because you just step right back out into more drama. I mean, these are public officials, elected people that are supposed to be running the damn country, and they're arresting each other and being full of shit because they just have no damn idea what they're doing. And they're just nothing but drama. Everywhere. You cannot escape the drama.
And just so you know,
it's everywhere.
Once you're a furry, you're always a furry.
Yeah, you can't leave anyway.
You can't get out.
You don't leave the van.
You can't get out.
You can't get out. Okay.
Why did you bump to that paper?
Because I was going to throw it away, but it's got the door news on it. So I'll do it. So I can't do it. Yet. I will. Okay. Don't look behind you.
It's a bad news.
In Pennsylvania, a 72-year-old...
I didn't even say nothing yet! I didn't even do it yet!
This is getting ridiculous now.
No! I was like, in Pennsylvania, 3,500 furries drowned in a river. And that's what I thought you
said. No. Because we would have filmed that. Oh, my God.
Sorry. Okay, then Pennsylvania.
You're a nut. If you're going this good already, you're not going to make it through this. In Pennsylvania, 72-year-old bus driver was ejected through the front of her bus and into the windshield of the other bus she collided with that was being driven by her husband. She collided with the bus that her husband was driving and went on his windshield. It's like, suddenly life! You know, bleh. That would be weird. It's like driving. My wife! Hello. She died.
Yes.
You know, some of the crazy things people do. I don't know why people do this stuff. Would you do that? I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't slam.
I would not slam into the windshield of my husband's bus. I would not do that. Disrespectful women.
I would help you do that if you wanted to.
Old bitch needs to learn her place. That's what it is.
Well, maybe they were having a spat.
That ended in, oh, yeah?
Right.
I will slap myself all over the front of your bus and see how you like it.
So they both work for the city.
Yep. In South Africa.
This is already bad.
A teenager decided to annoy his neighbor by standing in his backyard and blowing on a vuvuzela. He was shot in the face. Twice. Until he was very sorry and also dead. I applaud whoever did that. South Africa, go. If you're in South Africa and you'd like to watch the show, right into the show. I want to hear from some South Africans down there. Know when to blow somebody's head off. Okay.
I wonder if he shot through the barrel of the...
Just right down. I would have. In Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, no less.
Oh, my God. 3,000 birds
fall into the river. No. Not this time. A 49-year-old grandmother decided to take a break from babysitting her one-month-old granddaughter. So she sat down on her couch. After about an hour, she became concerned that the baby wasn't making any sound, so she got up and discovered that she had been sitting on the baby the whole time until it was suffocated and dead. See, now that, see, it's like she thought she was taking a break from babysitting, but she wasn't. She was still babysitting. Extreme babysitting! That's how you babysit.
The new sport.
Extreme babysitting. Babysitting that leaves a butt print. See, that's the kind of thing.
How quickly can you suffocate your child? Babysit.
Science Buddha. In Texas.
Texas?
Texas.
Texas.
In Texas.
Texas?
Texas. And Texas. Man wanted to get the insurance money for his truck. So he got in, aimed the vehicle towards a tree, gunned the engine, and just before he hit it, he jumped out over a 30-foot embankment and turned into a splatter pattern on the ground that all the bugs were going, see, that's how you do that. Obviously, they didn't give him his payment because he's dead! Dead!
Oh, I wonder who got the insurance money.
I don't know. But whoever it was must have been awfully happy about it.
They get two insurance checks.
Yep.
The truck and whatever to do.
You okay? You're going to make it, Jim. Okay, here we go. In New Zealand. Oh, no. In New Zealand, a 6-year-old girl was on a playground merry-go-round being pushed by her friends. She said, we. They pushed her faster. She said, we some more. Then she got her hair caught in the machinery. And her skull was pulverized. She said, bleh. Welcome to the merry-go-dead. Everybody climb onto the merry-go-dead. You'll never leave. With your brain intact. Apparently it like crushed her head so bad her brains almost fell out. So... yeah, that's what happens to you when you get on the merry-go-dead. Beware the merry-go-dead. Oh, I'm going to adjust this while you're laughing. Are you okay? You know, I'm going to get a little camera up here. And I'm going to make the Jibba broken camera. It's the broken Jibba camera. And every time he breaks... we're just going to pick up the camera and just have a jibber broke cam. But we're not done yet!
was like, wee! Well, I don't even mention their blood. I mean, she had to be like, wee! They probably thought she was having fun. And then they did it.
Until she came up and didn't have no head. Well, we got them rolling now, don't we? Where's the jib or broken cam when you need it? All right. But we gotta go on. We're not finished yet. In Canada. This is an easy one. This is a simple one. It's a simple one. Two young boys were playing an innocent game of baseball. One boy would throw the ball, and the other would hit it with a bat. But what made this game different was that instead of throwing a baseball, they used a metal pole.
What?
They were throwing a metal pole back and forth and hitting it with a bat. The batter was impaled through the skull with the pole until he was not blowing a vuvuzela and dead. Because they were using a metal pole instead of a baseball. I mean, that's not fair. I don't think that's very fair.
Do you think that's fair? Yeah.
I don't think that's fair. I think that he should have hit a home run.
He did hit a home run.
with the other kid's brain, maybe? Finally, in the Congo.
Oh, Jesus. What is up with all these Africa stories?
I don't know, but this one... An oil tanker ran off the road in the middle of a quaint jungle village and crashed. Instantly, all the children came out to laugh and play in the slippery mess of oil that was gushing from the truck. Then it blew up. More than 230 people, mostly children, were turned into flaming vuvuzelas until they were ashes and dead. It's like, wee, fun, slippery, why does it itch? Why, mommy, why is there pain?
Wah! Well, they wouldn't say it like...
How you screaming clickies, I don't know. That's, yeah. If you're on fire in the Congo. And one of them might stop to go... Four. That's just wrong. That's it. Oh my God. Welcome to the Clicky Language Tuesday Show, ladies and gentlemen. If you're hearing this on the audio only version, and you're getting the sense that you're missing something, it's probably because
you are.
You didn't turn into the video version. You should come on Ustream and watch the video now and then. However, we're gonna have to take a break here pretty quickly. As I said last week, we've got Spaz Fox doing a new segment this week. We also have new Jim Bob Billy Bob following right after that. And pay attention to that because it's funny. And then we've got some commercials here and there for some French products. Not sure exactly what it is, but there's a lot of really cool anthropomorphic animals in it. And at the end of the break, we're actually going to have a video, the music video that was actually featured a bunch of real fursuiters. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, no, I did hear about that. Yeah.
We're gonna have that video at the end of the break. So, it should all be groovy, and we should be getting to that here in about just 1 minute. But we have to stop clicking first. Oh. I don't know what we're saying, but it's probably really cool. Just imagine we're saying something really awesome.
If you're in Africa and you hear this, let us know what we're saying.
Some people in Africa are right, in South Africa are right to us and say, bullshit, my mom is a saint! You know, or something, you know? We don't even know what we said. We'll be back after this break here with your letters and... We got a little segment called The World's Thinnest Books. We're gonna...
Thinnest
World's Thinnest Books. Just one of those little things. But We'll see you after the break, okay?
Hello, I'm SpazFox. I've got over 1,000 Nintendo games, and I'm going to find out which do I save and which do I delete. Super Jeopardy. Hey, I like Jeopardy, and I like things that are super. So surely Super Jeopardy will be like eating a big bowl of awesome with a helping of OMG sauce. Bring on those 19-year-old trivia questions. So in 1990, Game Tech, makers of fine Mexican blankets and video games, decided they would boldly go where no one had ever gone before and make a video game based on a popular game show. It's so obvious, it's a wonder nobody's ever thought of it before. Wait, they did, 3 years earlier, and 2 years earlier, and the same year. Alex has been replaced by a grinning monkey, and all of the contestants look like they came out of one of those learn-to-draw-your-own cartoon books. Thankfully, most of the answers are of actual Jeopardy caliber, meaning they range from challenging to who the hell would know that? But I have noticed that the computerized opponents never answer wrong. They buzz in, they're gonna get it. And sometimes they buzz in before you can finish reading the question, or before I can finish reading the question, because most of the reading I'm used to doing in a video game is I am error. So Super Jeopardy is an okay version of Jeopardy, but as a Nintendo game... Cowboy Kid. Who doesn't love tales of the Old West? Probably Native Americans. Like this one that Cowboy Kid is stabbing in the face! But that's okay, because he also stabs drunken Mexicans, Chinamen, streakers, kung fu masters, 40s gangsters, chickens and pigs and ghosts. He stabs everything that moves! He even stabs stuff that doesn't move! Take that, barrel! Your job is to round up 6 desperados Mega Man style. There's Ratface McSmall Hat, the Sumo Brothers, Lavender Larry, Charlie Chink, Summoner of Crows, the mysterious Hypno Indian, and Guile. If you love running around stabbing everything, Cowboy Kid is the game for you. But if you're normal, Solitaire. Name Viper. So our hero is sent off to the South American jungle where, oh my god, he's got no pants! Just look at him! He hasn't got pant one! Even if his pants are the same color as his flesh, is this where he stores his extra ammo? Okay. So our hero is sent off to the jungles of South America to single-handedly shoot his way through the entire drug cartel. It's pretty much a bad ripoff of Contra with no aliens and just a couple of guns. You find the grenades to get through the... Nadia, Secret of the Blue Water, 2,000 flushes. You'd think from the title screen that this is some sort of magical game starring this Nadia chick and her pet Kimba. Come to find out that it's actually a strategy game. Now, I can't stand this sort of crap even when it's not through a clunky Nintendo interface, but this is all there is to this game. Going up against a bunch of guys who outmatch you to a crazy degree in all these interesting locations like Paris's streets, the Antarctic, Bundle Gun Soil. Bundle Gun? Bundle Gun? Bundle Gun? Bundle... Puznik. No, it's not a new social disease. It's a puzzle game. When you start, you play Puznik, Gravnik, und Password. Oh, wait, Password is further than Password. In Puznik, you match up the blocks to make them disappear in levels of increasing difficulty. In Gravnik, you control the direction of gravity to match the blocks in as few moves as possible. Aside from Tetris, I've never been any good at puzzle games. Just to illustrate, here's some footage of me playing Adventure of Lolo on my Nintendo Wii.
Hey, back to hell with you, demon toaster thing. Ah, you... Ah, you... God, love this.
Thank you for watching Spaz Fox Plays Nintendo. See you next time. I wonder how long this is going to take. Average one episode every 2 weeks or so, and 11 years, son of a... Bundle gun?
Hello, internet people. I am Jim Bob Billy Bob, and I have something to say. You are being lied to. Lied to by the liberal media, like CNN and the Fox News. Lied to by your black president. Why do we have a black president? I don't know. I ain't black. America ain't black. Did they have a rap contest instead of voting this time? But that ain't it. You're also being lied to by a bunch of opinionated morons who think they know what's what. Well, I'm here to set you right. I'm gonna give you the truth. That's the name of my show. So you know it's gonna be true. If it was gonna be a lie, it'd be called The Lie. But it's not. It's the truth. Now I know what y'all probably thinking. Jimbo, what are you doing on the internet? Well, I'll tell you. I tried spreading the truth before, but people didn't listen. You're too racist for our organization, they said. Well, now, I don't need the KKK anymore. I got the internet. I can have thousands of people listening to me at the click of a clicker. That's what it's called. It's a clicker. So I done some clickering myself, and I found this 2 cents show. It's supposed to be real popular. And I figure, seeing as America made the internet, if they're popular on the internet, they're basically popular in America. And that means they're okay by me. So I go to this the guy who runs the show, and he said, you know, we need a guy like you. Tell people how it is. And I figure, if I didn't do it, who knows who would. You could get blacks, even gays, doing internet shows. And I know you wouldn't want to hear that. So I said, I'll do it. To stop the blacks and the gays from spreading their lies, I'll do it. And here I am. I'll be here over the next few weeks exposing the lies and giving you the truth. Telling you why America was better before. Before the gays came here from France. Before Fidel Castro invented Mexico. Back in America's golden age. About 1929, 1930, that kind of time. But before I go, I want to leave y'all with something to think about. So listen to this. If you ask any library types about history, they'll tell you that a long time ago, people didn't count up when they got a new year. They counted down. And these years was called B.C., which stands for Before Counting Up. So in 200 B.C., the next year went down. Not up, it went down. And what happened when they got to 0 B.C.? Jesus was born. Now my question to you is this. How did they know? I mean, what if Jesus hadn't been born then? Would we still be counting down? Think about it. This has been Jim Bob Billy Bob, and I look forward to bringing you the truth.
You know, I was watching the chat channel, and I was really surprised that nobody made the hyena you comparison.
Because they knew better.
Because somebody should have.
No. There's no need. I'm not a hyena. If they had a fox food in there, then yes.
Oh, really? Hey, Bun, turn down the monitor a bit, would you? Just a little bit. Just, yeah. There you go. That's good.
There we go. Perfect.
That's perfect. Now I can hear myself. That was a little bit loud. Okay, so what we're going to do is, you know, we're kind of slipping into something
right
that's going to be here. I'm thinking about giving Bun a little segment where he goes over holidays or something like that. But for now, right now, we're going to do the world's thinnest books. This is 21 of the world's thinnest books. Starting from number 21. Okay. Number 21. My Plan to Find the Real Killers by O.J. Simpson. That's a pretty thin book.
Yeah.
I think. Number 20. The World's Most Talented Rap Musicians. Number 19, The Amish Phone Directory. That would be a pamphlet? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, perhaps. I think a pamphlet. Number 18, Spotted Owl Recipes by the EPA. Oh, my gosh. Number 17, Mike Tyson's Guide to Dating Etiquette. That makes me hot. I don't know about you. That just, you know, some chocolates, a movie, dinner, and then bite my ear off, and that's, yeah, it's just send you right in your arms. What is this? This is like orange juice or something, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, I like that orange juice. Oh, that's good orange juice. Let's see. Where were? Oh yeah, number 16. Drinks Jibba has not drinking. Actually, no, that's not in there. That's not in there. Actually, I just made that up. Number 16. Oh my gosh, I'm not gonna say that. Number 16. All the Men I've Loved Before by Ellen DeGeneres. Oh, yeah, that's a short book.
Yeah.
Number 15. Everything Women Know About Men. That's a short book. And an even shorter book, number 14, Everything Men Know About Women. I believe that's significantly shorter. I think.
I think it would be.
Unless you're gay. I think gay guys know more about girls than straight guys do.
Yes.
I think we do. Because we got, you know, vagina. No, we don't. We have, we have a similar kind of brain pattern.
Yeah, that goes for the dick.
I don't know. We're more emotional.
We're more in tune with our
feelings. So, let's see. Number 13, Dr. Kevorkian's Collection of Motivational Speeches. Uh-huh.
I think that would be kind of a big book because he motivates people to let him kill him.
Well, I don't really, from what I know, he didn't really, like, influence anybody to do it.
He didn't influence, but he definitely had to talk them into it.
Well, yeah. Okay, number 12, and I can relate to this one. Detroit, A Travel Guide. Yeah. Come see Detroit. Because of something.
We have a new bridge.
Oh, yes. There is a bridge. People are on the channel are like, vagina brains? Yes. Vagina brains. We have gear brains. You know, we can... Wait a sec. You know, people wouldn't recognize us. It's like, okay, wait. Hide. We can hide like that. You know, just somebody comes by and, like, aims a gun. Where'd he go?
Wait, do it again.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh my gosh. Let's see. Number 11, America's Most Popular Lawyers. Actually, you know about three or four.
Yeah, no,
there's three or four.
A few.
Let's see. Number 10, Amelia Earhart's Guide to the Pacific Ocean. Oh, that's just mean. That's just mean. Come on, at least you tried.
Well, she would have a good, like, 30 feet.
Yeah, yeah, good 30 feet in.
One wave was rough.
Let's see, number 9, The Wild Years by Al Gore. I don't think he ever had any of those. Did he? He's one of the most... Yeah, I mean, you can't even dig up anything on him. You know, except for... There's nothing. I mean, everybody's got something in their past. Some old picture of them smoking pot. Al Gore, I don't think he ever, I think he was engineered.
See, but I also think he was just very good at getting it out. I mean, getting it taken care of.
Yeah, that's true, maybe so. Let's see. Number 8, Things I Would Not Do for Money by Dennis Rodman. Yeah, but you know what? He's got money.
Yeah, he has a lot of it.
Yeah. Number 7, Things I Can't Afford by Bill Gates.
I don't think there's anything he can't afford.
Probably not. He could afford, hey, I'm telling you right now, I'm not in, you know, I don't streetwalk, I don't, you know, sell myself or dignity, but that man could probably even afford me.
Please.
If he gave me enough money, I mean, come on, who wouldn't?
I'm just saying. If Bill Gates can fuck me every night of the week as long as you give me what I want.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Everything. It would have to be everything.
Every night of the week as long as I get what I want.
Hmm. Poor rich people. Number 6, Women I Haven't Sexually Harassed by Bill Clinton. Number 5, Things I Love About Bill by Hillary Clinton. Oh, this one's mean too. Number 4, How to Get to the Super Bowl by Dan Marino. Football humor.
You have to know football to understand that.
You have to know the football to understand the joke in the football game. Let's see. I should have been doing it like this. You had to know the football to be able to understand the jokes from the football game.
Then you gotta speak like John Madden and the balls. And
here's a guy, when he runs, he goes faster. Fucking Madden. He's creepy. Let's see.
Things Madden haven't eaten.
The comparisons Madden hasn't made. Hey, and I'm so hard that guy's tongue was slapping his brain. Let's see. Number 3, Home Built Airplane by John Denver. I think that was tastefully mean.
Yeah, that was
tastefully mean.
Yeah.
Number 2, Beauty Secrets by Janet Reno. I still can't figure out what it is. It's something. It's one or the other. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's neither.
Ooh.
Science Buddha.
Science Buddha.
And number 1, shortest book of all time in history, My Life's Memories by Ronald Reagan. For those of you who don't remember Ronald Reagan, he was rather forgetful and awkward most of the time. So, yeah. Let's see here. Well, it is time for your letters. We get to read your letters that you write in to us.
What was it?
Dear Two Letters! It's Dear Two Letters. Which we have. We already have an animation for that. We're just waiting for the rest of the animations to come in, but we have an animation for Dear Two Letters. So, they're coming in. It's all coming together. It's all coming together.
Moving on. Wait.
See, that's going to be one of those things I know you and me. That's going to live past the show. We're going to wind up clicking at each other for the rest of the goddamn week. And everybody else in the house. How you doing back there, Toast? You back there this evening? Having a good time?
Somewhere.
How are things going with the doing whatever you're doing?
Well, I had to put out a few fires. There had to be a few small children, but we're doing pretty good.
Excellent. You get to survive tonight. I will not eat you until later.
Yeah, eat them. Promise?
No, just wait till later. I'll eat them later.
After the show. We need him for the rest of the show.
For those of you who don't know, the Toast back there, he is my boyfriend. He is my he is my significant other.
You're gay?
No. I just like the dick.
Oh!
I love the... You ever run into those furries? I'm not gay. I just like penis.
I know a few people like that.
Yeah. You know who you are.
Know exactly who you are.
You're watching the show right now. You're even in the channel.
Yes,
know who you are.
Know exactly who you are.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm. We're not going to say, but you know who you are.
I'm waiting to see if he responds.
don't incriminate yourself, dude. Whatever. Anyway, Dear Two Letters. Dear Two, I have a question for each of you this week. That means you get one, too. I don't guess Bunny gets one. He doesn't count yet.
He doesn't count.
Yet.
Not yet.
Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me.
Firstly, too, will your big DVD full of your all your old 2 cents and unposted things like the Election Night Special be available to buy online anytime soon? I'm really looking forward to seeing it and hearing the other LSD files you made, if they're on there, if they're still on there. Actually, it's strange that you ask, because Rabbit Valley Comics is currently actually offering for online order the 2 cents to Witchy Chicky collection. Go to rabbitvalleycomics.com and you can actually order it, have it shipped anywhere you want to. You know, it's almost like I picked these letters or something to be read.
Really?
What a coincidence that this one, because I happen to want to mention that to all you wonderful people out there. I'm such a whore. I'm sorry, I gotta eat. And now for Jim's question.
No.
Oh, no. You're gonna want to answer this one.
I was answering it.
One of which I'm sure is a very close and personal answer to many of the 2 cents listeners and touches at the very heart of all that I hold dear in my life. Jibba, what is your favorite brand of gin? Mine's Tanqueray, with Hendrix coming in close second. From Jeeves DeRue, St. Andrews, Scotland. Hendrix. There it is. New Amsterdam! That is Jibba's favorite gin? Duvana. See, I want to drink some now just because you did that. You're a good saleswoman. Whatever. No.
Orangey?
Science Buddha.
Science Buddha. Well, see, I'm suing Buddha.
Oh, you go to Sue Buddha? Oh, not Sue Buddha. Dear two, would Omaha Beach during World War II be considered a real-life example of spawn camping from Anonymous? Yes! Yes, it would. I believe it would.
Yes! I had to think about that one.
Yeah.
Yes, it would.
Yes, it would.
And I have nothing against it.
No. Nothing wrong with spawn camping. If we hadn't outnumbered them so much, they'd have kicked our asses.
Exactly.
By that real-life example of spawn camping.
Should I do it to you?
Spawn camp. Oh, yeah.
If I was actually in the war, I'd be waiting. I'd pick them off. Have you ever played Time Crisis 2?
Yeah.
Where they're coming down on the chute and you're shooting them before they hit.
Yeah,
exactly. I'd have did the same thing.
I wonder if there's a way to spawn camp during sex. Just like sit there and wait for someone to back up into your dick. That's that would be a way to do that.
You would have to go to a bathhouse for that.
That, you know, you could probably get away with it.
And just sit in the corner with a raging heart on, someone just backs into you.
Oh! Suddenly, oh. Oh, my gosh. One of our guys here, Dirge Chinchilla says, keep your gin, Jibba. I have mead. Mead is good.
I like mead.
I do like mead. Mead, especially homemade mead.
Yes.
Homemade mead is excellent.
There's someone at EF who has given me mead every time I see him, and I love it.
Yes.
And, oh.
It's
near and dear.
Gives us the vapors.
Yes.
The vapors.
I'm going through the change, girl.
You know, we need to find a list, like, you know, 10 signs you're going through the change, girl. You know, just to read it to you to see if you're going through the change.
I would probably have all 10 of them, you know.
Probably. Okay, dear two. My mom's uncle was recently killed in a very gore-newsworthy fashion. Did they say killed or nearly killed? Nearly killed. I won't describe it out of response for him, but it has given me a different perspective on the gore news. I've begun to wonder whether or not I should be laughing at the gore news. If I can't laugh at it, when it happens to an admittedly distant family member. Am I overreacting, or have I simply been put in a situation that is destined to change my opinion of the gore news? I refuse to say that you should stop doing the gore news, or to say that you're a horrible person or anything of the like, because prior to this, I enjoyed it. And I still do see why people enjoy it, but I'm afraid I have lost my enjoyment of it, and I am not happy about losing my enjoyment of what used to be the highlight of my week. Do you have any advice? From Anonymous. Now, okay, serious for a moment, all right? Gore news is there because in this world, the way things are, if you don't laugh at it, it'll break you down.
Yeah.
If you can't laugh at some of the things going on in this world. Now, it doesn't make you a hypocrite if, you know, somebody dies across the planet that you don't even know in some kind of funny way that we can all get together and laugh at just to relieve the tension.
Right.
But when somebody close to you almost dies and you don't think that's funny, it doesn't make you a hypocrite. People, you can't care about everything. If you try to care about everything, think about how miserable you'd be if you cared deeply on a personal level about every death that happened.
Right. You would.
I mean, every 2 seconds, you'd be done. There'd be no way you wouldn't be able to survive. So you gotta laugh at it sometimes.
Well, that's every 2 seconds in America. Think about it if you did in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like I wouldn't work. I couldn't do shit but sit in my room and cry.
Nope.
And drink.
Which you do anyway. Except for the crying.
Yes, I don't cry in my room.
Yes, that only happens after he's raped by people. When people rape him, then he sits in his room and he cries. Sometimes in the shower. I hear him late at night.
Rubbing off things.
Why I feel so dirty?
I'm not a ghost.
White Queen. Let's see. Dear 2. Why do you have such strong feelings about breastfeeding in public? Where do you think breastfeeding should be done? Should all moms just stay at home with their kids for the first year? Most people that have problems with breastfeeding usually see boobs as a sexual object. Is that the case for you? If so, why would you see breasts as sexual when you're gay? Just curious, since you've mentioned it several times now, from Katsuna. You know, everybody has biological functions, okay? Everybody has them. I have them, you have them, everybody has them. But you don't, that doesn't mean you have to do them right then and there in public, okay? Yeah, baby's gotta eat. Wonderful, baby's gotta eat. But he doesn't have to eat in the middle of a mall, in the middle of a fucking aisle, in front of everybody else. He can eat anywhere. He can eat in the bathroom. He can eat before you come. He can eat after you leave. I sometimes have to take a dump, but I sure don't whip down my pants and then start just taking a big crap in the middle of everybody. Now, do I? No. There are bottles. You can even, and people, well, I want breast milk. Fine, there are breast pumps. Get a bottle. The only possible reason they could be doing this, because it's more of a pain in the ass than it is just to feed them at home, is because they want to show off their glowing, holy maternity. I don't care about your frickin' maternity. Keep it at home, unless you want me to whip it out and take a piss all over you, just because I need to go right at that very moment. Jibba?
This is where we disagree. I don't have a problem with it. I do have a problem if it's like, just like if they're sitting in a crowded mall in the middle of the courtyard area and just,
yeah.
Now, if they were to go into like a corner, would you have a problem with that? I mean, if they were noticeably trying to make themselves disappear,
yeah.
Would you have a problem with them doing that?
If I could also go in the corner and screw somebody under a blanket. See, I'm not...
Which you can't.
What bothers me is not the breastfeeding, it's the consistency. They can do this, but when it comes to other people and other things that are similar, no, they can't do it. It's like, I can't, you know, if I whipped out a blanket and started taking a leak in a jug or something under it, I'd probably get in trouble. Even if it was covered up. But not so with breastfeeding. I want to know why there's a double standard. That's double standards piss me off. That's
the only reason the only reason why is because they're feeding a child.
Yeah, I know. The baby's just all about food.
I mean, that's all it is. It's about the baby. The baby's hungry. You are a person who can't. When you're hungry, that's all you think about.
Yeah.
Until you get food. And if a baby's sitting there crying its ass off, and what if you can't leave?
We'll feed it before you leave.
What if, I mean, if the baby ate while he's at home and he's not hungry, what the hell is he going to do? He's going to suck on it and get nothing out of it?
No, wait,
then you go to the mall and the baby sit there crying and crying and crying.
Now, what kind of sick-ass addiction shopper can't leave a freaking mall?
And go where?
Out in the car. Into the bathroom? Somewhere?
You would still complain because it's out in public.
Not in the bathroom. In a stall. I just think that there's a lot of places they could go. I think they're doing it on purpose because they can. That's what I
think. I don't think everyone's doing it on purpose because they can.
Okay. Well, we will agree to disagree. White Queen. And that's how that goes. Let's see here. Dear Captain Jibba Janeway and Lieutenant Tubok. Uh-oh.
This is you're an old listener.
Uh-huh. Welcome back to the show. It's good to have you again. What is your favorite Star Trek series, and what is your favorite Star Trek episode ever? Sincerely, Ensign Sora Yort. Okay, Star Trek series. 3, 2, 1. Voyager. episode? Favorite episode ever?
Relatively.
Which one is that?
Voyager, where 7 of 9 had to go back in time to unclog the bomb that's going to blow Voyager up, and she goes back so many times to where she can barely do it. I love
the ping pong ball stick in the air.
Yeah, I love that episode.
That one's a nice one. I forgot. Actually, my favorite one's a 7 of 9 episode as well. It's the one where they're having to travel through this, it's called One. It's where they're having to travel through this nebula where they have to put the entire crew except for the Doctor and Seven.
Oh, yeah, because they, yeah.
And she and the Doctor have to run the ship alone, and the Doctor goes offline and it's just her.
Yeah.
That was a very character-building episode.
I think
it's either that one or the dinosaurs one. Because you can just hear the smack across the face of Christianity in that one. I mean, just bam! That just smacks down all religions all over time. That's the dinosaur one was awesome.
Although,
plus, it had dinosaurs in it.
So. I do remember the last episode. I remember sitting in my room when it first came out. The last episode of Voyager. I was sitting in my room at like 11 p.m. in Eastern Standard Time. And when the ship went through and came out of the
boom,
when they came through, I woke everybody up in the house. I'm like, yeah.
They got home. Oh, man. The Agent Elron said her favorite's the Q and the Gray.
Remember
that? The one where they went back to the, where Q came and they went back to Civil War shit.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
I do like when Q puts his son on the ship.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Pretty fun. God, we're geeks.
Yeah, we know a lot about Voyager.
If I wasn't a furry, I'd be a Trekkie.
Yeah.
I would be. I would be going to the Trek Con. Dear Two, I deliver newspapers in the wee hours of the morning. The neighborhood is very calm and peaceful, making it the perfect habitat for dozens upon dozens of brown bunnies. One particular fat bunny was perched atop a short tree stump about 10 yards away as I pulled up to drop off a paper. It perked its tiny little head and stared at me. Oh, how I wish I had a .357 Magnum in my hand. I could have cocked the hammer slowly, aimed it down the sights between those cute bunny eyes, then boom, a spray of red mist and nothing more than a headless bunny body would have been left over on that stump. Then after a brief moment, two floppy bunny ears would fall from the sky on either side. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to jerk off the big fat erection I just gave myself. Homicidically yours, Restore, from Wisconsin. Yeah. See? No, it's not wrong. See, you have to understand, bunnies aren't nature's comedy relief. That's what they're there for.
Pissing in your eye next Easter. I swear to God.
You gonna put hand grenades in there? Are you gonna jump out and go boo and scare us? Cute little thing. Isn't it adorable when bunnies get pissed off? It's so adorable.
Yeah, and they slam their foot against the ground to let predators know that they're there.
Yeah, it's like, dinner here.
Come get me.
Highly effective.
Yeah, and Juzumon 123 is saying, Toast is crying back there. Yes, he is. He's having a good cry. Because bunnies are more adorable when they're in pain and dying and crying. Now I have a big boner, too. See, it happens. God. You know, people wonder why I have a bunny boyfriend. Let's see. Dear Two. Uh-oh. Well, you know, it's just, all I have to do is choke him for a little while, and it stands right up. I'm 40, you know. It doesn't just stand up on its own anymore. I got to have something, you know. I can't afford Viagra, so just choke the bunny a little bit, and whoop, it's nature's...
Nature's Viagra?
Yeah. I'm sorry. All that stuff that I just said was sick. It was sick, and you should not listen to it at all. It's not true, I swear. Not a word of it was true. I am a lion son of a bitch. Forcing my tawdry wigs. And Jibba goes down the table some more. I need the Jibba cam. I swear, next week, we're going to have a Jibba cam.
No, we're not.
No, we are. No. We need an under-the-table cam just so we can see you when you go down there.
This way you can't see my face. Fuck y'all. Fuck all of y'all.
See, Dear Two, you've talked about stuff before like gambling and cigarettes addiction as being labeled as a disease. I've been wondering, what is your favorite disease? Mine would have to be SIDS, Sudden Infant Death Syndrome. This is from Ablon08. Sudden Infant Bunny Syndrome? Sudden Infant Bunny Death? Something.
Well, that's SIDS.
SIDS.
Oh, SIBZA.
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 Baby Bunny
SIBZA.
Death. Yes. Actually, no, my favorite disease is the one where somebody goes down on me and sucks my cock uncontrollably. That's, what's that one called?
Parkinson's? I mean, whatever.
Parkinson's! My God, man! I think you've just discovered a new use for sickly old people! Holy crap! My next stop is going to be an old folks home. I swear. Next time I get horny, choke the bunny a little, drop by the old folks home. Just let them shake and...
Make sure they have no teeth.
Make sure they have no teeth. Well, most of them don't.
With no teeth.
Yeah, most of them don't.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox, we get on the channel. That's another good one. Epileptics and a strobe light?
No!
Boom!
No!
Oh, that's right.
No,
that's
no,
right.
No. Because they bite.
Yeah, see, I'm where... there was a... White Queen.
Please,
White Queen.
Alone.
White Queen.
Please, move along. That brings back memories. I'll throw one.
Okay, you throw one. This one is from... That's not fair! See, they're over there. Audience is over that way. Pardon my face. Dear two, I was just wondering why you cough so loud. Wow! You're good! No, I was just wondering, after the Avatar jokes in the recent episode, what did you and Jibba think of the movie? I've rarely found a movie that has divided people as much as Avatar. The people who love it are obsessed with it, and the people who hate it just don't hate it, but loathe it with the fury of a million Nancy Graces. Damn. Any thoughts? Sincerely, Angel Cake Fox from Georgia. Go, Jimmy O!
That's the sign of a good movie.
This? That's the movie dance?
Yes.
You know...
That, to me, that's the sign of a good movie. When you can get so many people that hate it, and so many people that love it, and everybody's not, well, I just kind of...
Yeah.
But when you get people...
On one side. Yeah, it at least means something. I'll be honest. I liked the movie. I liked it when it was Fern Gully. I liked it when it was Dances with Wolves. I liked it all the dozen times it's been out. Just now it was more sparkly this time, that's all.
We saw it in 3D.
We saw it in 3D. It was sparkly and...
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. That's about it. I liked it. And White Queen. Science Buddha.
Soon.
This is... I'm liking the... We're just...
We keep adding a new one every week.
Science Buddha Sue.
Science
Buddha Sue. Science Buddha Sue. By the end of this damn season...
We're going to be an hour saying whatever.
Science Buddha Broccoli Sue Jerk Off Broccoli Cauliflower the Blue. We're going to have our own little sign language going on, man. Let's see here. Here too, Subuda to you. Subuda. When you were talking about what was more important, worldly experiences or personal relationships, it got me thinking about some interesting things I've done, but ultimately I decided to ask you this. What is the most exotic food you've eaten? It was prompted by a memory of a time when a family friend from Florida came up and cooked us some bear and alligator. It was very good, though the bear was a bit gamey. Though all in all, it was a great experience, and I thought I'd share it with you while hoping to hear some interesting culinary tales from you too. Yours truly, Alex the Fox Boy from Livonia.
Oh!
What's up, home skillet?
Hello?
Yeah.
I lived in Livonia. I lived in Ipsy for 13 years. Well, Ipsy and Arbor.
We did live there. Well, okay. The most exotic food I think that I had was in a place in Australia. See, Chinese places, Asian food places in Australia, they're not like this Americanized shit. They're real Asian. They'll serve you fish heads and all kinds of creepy, you know, raw squid shit they don't serve here. And there was this place called Meiji. And it was a Japanese place. And they had this... You know how they'll bring out at Chili's, they'll bring out the fajitas in the sizzling skillet?
Mm-hmm.
They had that, except it was sizzling squid kimchi. It was fermented cabbage with fish sauce and squid sizzling in this plate. that they brought out and set in front of you. And it was good. I enjoy. I want to go back there and have
one. You love kimchi.
I love kimchi.
Oh, my God. When we lived in the trailer, he would eat this kimchi and blow up the house.
Oh, yeah. All you have to do is look at that jar and it smells.
Yeah.
Really. It does, too. You don't believe me, go out and buy some real kimchi and just crack the jar open and it'll knock you down.
Yeah.
What about you, though?
My most exotic was when I was in South Africa. And
I think
I told you about this.
Okay.
When I had to eat the cockroaches.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I was. My family went to South Africa when I was 10. And we went on, my mother made me go on this safari excursion when this dude in plates and stuff in the engine drove this car and we broke down and we had to wait for another car to come and get us.
Okay.
So they had these cockroaches.
Would you like a snack?
He is huge. You've seen their huge cockroaches.
I've seen.
And where they have to crack it open and skewer the white meat on the inside.
Oh my God, like a lobster?
It's like a lobster.
Damn.
I mean, you said it was calamari type thing what you were eating.
Yeah.
Think about eating that. It was completely tasteless.
Really?
It was just like meat.
But it was meat.
Yeah. Rubbery meat.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, you could spice it up with something.
Well, yeah, but it was one of the weird things. You know you're eating cockroaches.
Yeah, so even though it doesn't taste like anything, you're already...
Right. That's my most exotic.
Palin.
I waited as long as I could.
Yeah.
I waited as long, but I had to eat it.
Oh, man. Now we're talking... Jesus is a raisin. SpazFox says Jesus is a raisin. And SpazFox probably knows.
He would be the one?
Because he has found Jesus.
Really?
Yeah. He was in a Where's Jesus book. You know, you use a bunch of pictures and you gotta find Jesus. Where's Jesus? He's good at finding Jesus. He's
we
done
should
it.
Do that.
Make a Where's Jesus book?
Make a Where's Jesus book?
Probably make a load of money off that. Dear Two, quick question. Are you pro or anti Vuvuzela? Sincerely, Vuvuzela Packing Tobias. I think I'm not against Vuvuzelas. I think they're just the perfect shape, and you know if you get enough lube on it, then they go in there just fine. It's not too hard, not too soft. So I kind of dig them myself. What about you?
I think they're a great bullet target.
Yeah. I think they're wonderful announcers of shoot me now. Get out your guns and shoot me. When somebody blows one, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
It's in Vuvuzela.
They have that shit on YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
They have that soccer button down there. You can hit the damn thing and
I love how you even looped it. I love how you even looped the sample. That was awesome. You looped the sample, man. That kicked ass.
I have a feeling that's going to go somewhere. That's going to be somewhere.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because somebody could loop it. Oh, YouTube. If YouTube poop gets a hold of that. Yeah. There's going to be like 10 minutes of... Then backwards. And now they're going to have me doing it too. Fuck.
See?
We got to stop. Fight Queen. Okay.
Ow.
Did you just hit? Did you miss your mouth?
I missed my mouth. It hit my nose.
He has a drinking problem, folks. He can't drink. He dumps it in his face. Dear Two, you totally made my day. I sometimes do that. I make someone's day now and then.
Well, I guess you.
That's all I really need to read out of that letter. No, I had sent a link to my videos and reviews, and you told me that they entertained the hell out of you, and that you think you would make sure to keep up with what I'm making, even though you couldn't use them for 2 cents. Hearing that kind of praise from someone who has entertained and inspired me to put a huge smile on my face, that's still there as I type this letter. Thank you, too. I'm glad that I was able to entertain you. This is from Gomer, the ranting thespian, and he does have... He sent in a submission. It was kind of like a video game review, but it was more of him going through some stages of a Mario game.
Oh, okay.
But it was his personality that made it, because he'd sit there and he was jumping around, and it was how he was talking as he was going. You can sit there and watch 15 minutes of it. The file's about 15 minutes long, which is... We can't use it, because that's all we have for a break is 15 minutes. But he was really just fun to watch. I mean, he came up with a new one today. If you want to, he's on Twitter, Gomer21XX. And
I know him.
Do you?
Yes.
Yes. And he's also at rtgomer. .wordpress.com, and I think that's where you can find his videos. And check him out, because he's really fun to watch. He is very, very fun. Plugging out. Oh, and by the way, that just reminded me, we got the submission, the break submission, a little late to put it on this show, but we have it for next show, and hopefully for weeks after. Witchy Bunny.
Oh, yes.
Witchy Bunny is doing a segment starting next week on the greatest kill cams of the week, where she puts together kill cams from, you know, video from games like Halo and Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
You know, I have a couple for you. You need to contact me. I have a good couple.
Yeah, so and I've seen it. That's going to be fun. That's going to be a real fun segment.
I can't wait to see it.
It's awesome. It's really cool. Ah, guess what? Last letter.
We've actually made it through.
Last letter. Now watch the music start playing right now. No! No! Okay. Dear Two, if you could do anything to any person, living or dead, what would you do, to whom, and why? Love, Ty, from Montana. Now, that's a question for you. That requires some thought.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to take that. If you could do anything to any person, living or dead, well, I'm not going to do anything with a dead person, that's for sure. But I think I know what she means. Any person, past or future, present, whatever. See, my first thought was, hey, I could have sex with the Dalai Lama, because that would be funny. But then I thought, no, there's much better uses of that than that. I could do something else. Perhaps I could pull the eyeball out of Jesus. Or maybe I could rub Buddha's belly. I could rub the Buddha's belly. Science. Buddha Sue rub the belly. That's, yes.
Science.
Buddha Sue rub the belly. See, we could, give me some ideas here. I'm trying to, that's such a broad freaking question. I can't even, okay, maybe I would, there's so many things you could do. I could rob Bill Gates.
Yes.
You know?
I could, shoot George Bush before he became president and be the president because the state of Florida didn't get to vote?
Yes, yes, could do that. We could, let's see. We could kick Columbus's nuts throughout the back of his ass, so he'll stay home and not discover America, and let the Indians.
Well, then we wouldn't have this.
Well, then, but then see, then the Indians would be all over the place.
Well, yes, but I'll be clicking back in Africa.
Yeah, and you would. In any case, we're gonna have to take off here pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about the delay. We did have a few net problems there at the front. Hopefully it won't be repeated next week. But I had fun.
I did too.
And I hope you guys out there had fun. Obviously we have a little, we can actually watch you on the chat now. We got something hooked up where we can do this. And that will probably hang around for a bit. As long as you guys get boring, then, you know.
Yeah.
If you get boring, then we'll be like, nah. But, so we will see you guys. Oh, and by the way, next week, any fan art, we're going to start putting fan art up before the break too. Any fan art we're getting. Because, you know, somebody draws fan art for us, we're gonna show it off a little bit, you know.
We should put our Zambucas.
We could put our Zambucas. That's the first thing that will go up there is our Zambucas.
Because you bought the show.
Yes, you bought, yeah.
Well, you bought my show. I don't know about him.
Mine too. Okay. Mine too. Zambuca, if you want to thank the next person for the next show that happens, it's Zambuca. Now, yes. See, we can't mess it up now.
Oops.
We gotta take off, guys. And we will see you next week. And remember, until then. Take care. See you guys next week.